From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un plans to invite experts and journalists from Seoul and the United States to observe when North Korea says it shuts down its nuclear site in May. South Korean Presidential Press Secretary Yoon Young-chan also quoted Kim as saying the United States, though inherently hostile to North Korea, will get to know once our talks begin that I am not the kind of person who will use nuclear weapons against the South or the United States across the Pacific. Still, National Security Advisor John Bolton on news program Fox News Sunday says no one in the administration is getting starry-eyed about a deal with North Korea.
We've heard similar things from North Korea before. That's why I think that while we should be optimistic in pursuing the opportunity, we should be skeptical of rhetoric until we see some concrete evidence.
And U.S. President Donald Trump said at a White House news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, I don't think he's playing when asked about the historic summit between North and South Korea. Mr. Trump said up to three possible sites are being considered for a much-anticipated summit. U.S. President Trump has threatened to shut down the government later this year if Congress does not approve enough funding for border security, including money to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Last month, Mr. Trump signed a $1.3 trillion spending bill that keeps the government open until the end of September of this year. Speaking at a campaign rally this Saturday in Washington Township, Michigan, the president said that the congressional spending bill vote will come up again on September 28th of this year, but if it does not include money for the wall, he will not sign the bill. This is VOA News.